Picture a parent at 3 a.m., bouncing a screaming infant while making car alarm noises, and it works. This isn't parenting advice from some expert with a PhD. This is survival, creativity, and the beautiful chaos of real life. What makes a parent discover that their baby only calms to the sound of a running oven fan, or that singing complaints as blues lyrics transforms whining into giggles? It's the same force that drives all human innovation. Necessity meeting exhaustion meeting love. Traditional parenting books promise foolproof methods, but actual parenting looks nothing like those glossy pages. It's messier, weirder, and infinitely more creative. The parents who've discovered these unconventional solutions aren't rebels. They're realists who've learned that the right way often means whatever actually works. And here's the liberating truth. Your bizarre solution that saved the day, it's not just valid, it's brilliant. Ever wonder why infant cries pierce straight through your defenses? Evolution designed those wails to demand immediate action. When traditional soothing fails, parents become accidental sound engineers. One father mastered Tuvon throat singing to replace a forgotten calming CD. Another records herself making car alarm sounds. Some babies need static radio noise, others require race car engine sounds. This specificity reveals something profound. Babies aren't generic creatures. They're individuals from birth, with preferences partly formed in utero. Active pregnant mothers often have babies who calm to dancing. Your body was their entire world for 9 months. Why wouldn't they remember the soundtrack? Car rides and separations demand equal creativity. Parents deploy Bluetooth assistants reciting contacts, kazoo performances, and ridiculous dances through classroom windows, transforming separation tears into laughter. Childhood fears require similar ingenuity. We encourage children to trust their imaginations, then we're surprised when that same imagination conjures monsters. But here's the paradox. The mind that creates monsters can also create shields. A handwritten "no lions, tigers, bears, or giants allowed" works like magic because children's belief in words and symbols is absolute. Parents have developed impressive arsenals. Panty liners taped over automatic toilet sensors prevent unexpected flushes. Families become fierce animals who roar back at scary sounds. A kitchen spatula transforms into a magic scepter guarding against nightmares. One mother created mythology about a friendly baby dragon living under the bed. Remember being forced to finish your vegetables? That power struggle likely created lifelong food aversions. Smart parents reframe meals with linguistic bridges. Tap water becomes Pepsi water, pork chops transform into French chicken, pumpernickel toast becomes chocolate bread. The most ingenious solutions turn eating into play. Frozen spinach strips become popsicle treats. One father playfully forbids vegetables, claiming they'll make his daughters too strong, prompting them to gleefully sneak extra servings. This reverse psychology shifts power dynamics, making vegetables an act of delightful rebellion. Parents invent economic systems where zucchini slices buy potato wedges. Getting children dressed feels like negotiating with tiny dictators because young children crave autonomy but lack executive function. One father created a kindergarten docent badge, transforming museum obligation into privilege. A mother taps into her son's Komodo dragon obsession. He cooperates beautifully in Komodo mode when rewarded with imaginary rats. For dreamy children, parents cut through mental fog with rhythmic repetition. Shoes, shoes, shoes. Others eliminate morning bottles by dressing kids in next day clothes after bath time. Teeth brushing becomes manageable through stories about birds nesting in mouths. Bath-resistant children respond to swimming goggles for hair washing, painting parties with soap-loaded brushes, or techno baths with glow sticks and music. Sibling relationships are humanity's first laboratory for conflict, negotiation, and reconciliation. The challenge isn't preventing conflict, it's teaching children to navigate it constructively. When new babies arrive, older siblings struggle with displaced attention. Creative parents build bonds through unconventional methods. One mother told her oldest he was her favorite during vulnerable moments, meeting his emotional need. Another hid the newborn in a closet and asked the older child to help find the baby, creating instant connection. Some families give acting out children rounds of applause for attention, or deliberately tell newborns to wait while finishing activities with older children. For ongoing competition, parents invent systems distributing power fairly. A rotating DJ system gives each child designated days for first choice. One older brother created first second to help his younger sibling feel valued. A mother invented second one gets the hug to discourage racing, resulting in children competing to be second or showing patience to both receive hugs. These solutions work because they address the underlying need for recognition rather than eliminating competition entirely. Nobody tells you this about parenting. You can love your children desperately while needing to scream into a dish towel. You can be devoted while hiding in the pantry eating their snacks. These aren't contradictions, they're reality. Parents who survive intact release tension in small doses rather than bottling it up until they explode. Creative solutions abound. Uninflated balloons at airports for pre-flight energy release, hand face gesture games to reset moods, or child abuse prevention drives. Everyone buckles into the minivan for treats and quiet time. Honest naming that acknowledges how close exhausted parents get to the edge. One parent puts bow ties on whiny toddlers. Impossible to stay mad at something that cute. Powerful mantras help. Screaming is breathing, from a mother whose first child was stillborn. This is the last day when my baby is this age and doing this hard thing, to remember challenges are temporary. Some channel frustration playfully. The bath monster, who stomps and yells, "I eat stinky boys," sends giggling children straight to the tub. Others embrace family screams, where everyone releases a collective blood-curdling scream into the sky. Quick, cathartic, surprisingly effective. We encourage children to trust their imaginations, then wonder why that power conjures monsters in closets. The beautiful paradox: the mind creating threats can also create protection. A handwritten "No lions, tigers, bears, or giants allowed" sign works like magic because children's belief in words and symbols is absolute. Parents have developed impressive arsenals. Panty liners taped over automatic toilet sensors prevent unexpected flushes. Families become fierce animals roaring back at scary sounds. Some create storm havens, cozy bathtub nests, or a sister's top bunk. Teenagers help younger siblings overcome darkness through predator-prey games in pitch-black rooms, teaching that darkness can be an ally. Simple objects become protective talismans. A kitchen spatula transforms into a magic scepter, guarding against nightmares. One mother created mythology about a friendly baby dragon living under the bed. Another taught her son to defeat scary images by mentally dressing monsters in baby bonnets and clown shoes. These solutions work because they give children agency over their fears, rather than dismissing them as invalid. In a world obsessed with best practices, the most revolutionary parenting insights come from unconventional solutions, desperate innovations born from exhaustion, creativity, and love. These parents abandon the myth of perfection and embrace whatever gets everyone through the day, letting teenagers set curfews, banning bedroom monsters with handwritten signs, or making vegetables forbidden fruit. These weird wins prove every family is unique and cookie-cutter solutions rarely fit real life. Your bizarre strategy isn't a fluke. It's evidence of deep knowledge of your specific child and willingness to meet them where they are. The goal isn't perfect parenting. It's present, creative, good enough parenting that helps children grow while preserving your sanity and humor. When you find yourself making car alarm noises at 3 a.m., you're not doing it wrong. You're doing it exactly right for your family.